Welcome to Counterpunch. Today's question: should Alabama participate in the lawsuit challenging the newly passed health care law? Yes, I think that would be a wise thing to do. We live in a nation where the powers of Congress are limited by the U.S. Constitution. There are things that Congress simply cannot do to individuals or states. And when Congress decides to trample on our individual rights, it is incumbent on individuals to stand up and challenge them in court. But when Congress decides to trample on the rights and powers of the states, then the states must challenge them. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that our federal government can't simply decide one day to commandeer the state legislatures for federal purposes. They can't suddenly start regulating and controlling areas that have traditionally been the responsibility of the states. And that's what Obamacare does. Traditionally, the states have regulated most aspects of health care delivery, including hospitals, health insurance, and the licensing of medical professionals such as doctors, nurses, and pharmacists. Obamacare imposes federal regulations in all of these areas, and this appears to be a direct violation of existing Supreme Court precedent. And because of that, Alabama should challenge the law in court. For Politics Alabama, I am Matthew Givens.
Should Alabama participate in a lawsuit challenging the newly passed health care law? Does the state of Alabama suddenly have a budget surplus? Should taxpayers help fund Troy King's re-election effort? No to all of the above. This is taxpayer money down a rat hole. Congress clearly has the power to enact national legislation. Congress clearly has the power to tax. The likelihood courts will allow states to opt out of federal legislation is minuscule. It's a ridiculous, frivolous lawsuit, the sort conservatives claim to hate, and a political stunt to make Alabama taxpayers foot the bill for one long, uninterrupted campaign ad for Troy King and his friends. Bad idea. From the left, this is Sherry Walker.
Produced by Politics Alabama. Online at politicsalabama.blogspot.com.